instrumental jam for a little bit, so feel free to stand up and clap your hands if you like. And we'll go into our first song.
Gino just moved to town from Sacramento, California, that is, not Sacramento, Minnesota. And to come close, be close to his boy while he's going to college at Waldorf. What an incredible story. They bought a house right downtown by the mansion and brought his wife and a five-year-old and a three-year-old. He's older than me.
Thank you. Well, this is indeed the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Wednesday night worship. It's good to see all of you here, all of you out there. We're glad you could join us this evening. A couple of announcements for you. As a reminder, we do have the live stream available on YouTube on Sundays and Wednesdays, and you can view that and join in and worship anytime. Please keep remembering to sign up for worship if you can. It helps us know how many people are coming. And if you're unable to use Sign Up Genius, just call Jackie in the office. Takeout meals began today, so please take note of that and sign up next week too. That's just so we know how many meals to plan for, as we know we don't always know how many are going to be here, so it helps us have a good number. And the meals are between 4:45 and 5:45 each week, so you can sign up with how many you need and pick a time that you're ready to pick those up. Holy Communion opportunities continue on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays, so please sign up for that. Again, just it helps us to know how many people to plan for with that, too. Continue to pray for those on your prayer list on the announcement sheet, and you can pick one of those up in the back if you didn't have one of those on your way out. And we are adding the family of John Lee to our prayers for this week, and his funeral will be on Saturday. Our missionary emphasis for this quarter is missionary Karen Anderson, and she has returned to Chile for the first time in many months, and we're glad she's there. She's returned, and she'll be there in another after 7 months. She's back there, and on day 8 of 14 of quarantine before getting back to her busy work there and everything else that happens in Chile. So thank you for supporting her and the ongoing support for her. Those are all the announcements for this evening, so let's begin with a word of prayer. Dear God, open the eyes of our hearts so we can see you. Open our ears so we can hear you. Open our hearts so we can feel you in our lives each and every day. Let your word sink into our hearts so that we can share it, this amazing news, with the world around us each and every day. In your name we pray. Amen. Our reading for today comes from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, and we'll be beginning with verse 10. Each of you now is a new person. You're becoming more and more like your Creator, and you will understand Him better. Doesn't matter if you're Greek or Jew, if you're circumcised or not. You might be a barbarian or a Scythian. You may be a slave or a free person. Yet Christ is all that matters, and he lives in all of us. God loves you and has chosen you as his own special people. So be gentle, kind, humble, meek, and patient. Put up with each other and forgive anyone who does you wrong, just as Christ has forgiven you. Love is more important than anything else. It's what ties everything completely together. Each one of you is a part of the body of Christ, and you were chosen to live together in peace. So let the peace that comes from Christ control your thoughts. Be grateful. Let the message about Christ completely fill your lives, while you use all your wisdom to teach and instruct each other. With thankful hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. Whatever you say or do should be done in the name of the Lord Jesus, as you give thanks to God the Father because of him. Word of God, word of life, thanks be to God. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Maybe you know the wording's a little different from that Colossians text, but tonight we read the contemporary English version because that ties in perfectly with what we're starting, especially with Promised Land Families. And if you're interested in this, you know, let us know and we'll get it to you. It's called Make Mealtime Family Time at Home or Out for a Meal. And they use the contemporary version. And put up with each other and forgive anyone who does you wrong, just as Christ has forgiven you. So I thought, why not? Why not have a little family time tonight? It's been a while, right? Especially as an Emmanuel family. I mean, my immediate family's not here, so we're going to have some fun with my extended family tonight. My extended family. And answer some of these things together and explore. And maybe by the end, you'll just put up with me. I don't know. Either way, we're going to go through this together. But when we think about what families do, what are families best at? You can think of that for yourself. You don't have to shout anything out. I bet something came to your mind right now. Maybe you're really good at actually having family time. Maybe you're really good about being there for the events that come up. Maybe you're good about reading stories before bedtime. Maybe you're good about having meals together. Maybe you're really good about seeing your extended family. Maybe you're really good about touching base with those that are far from home. Maybe you're really good just being family. That's the good part about being family. What are some other things we're really good at? Well, sometimes we can be really good at being mad at each other. Sometimes we can be really good about picking on each other. Sometimes we can be really good about hurting each other, which isn't the best. Sometimes we can be really good about ignoring each other. Sometimes there's so many things we can be so good at as a family. And sometimes, whether it's good or bad, we can be really good about putting up with each other as a family. I mean, if I am honest about my family, sometimes, yes, it's a lot easier to put up with them than to not. And think about that being the oldest. Sometimes you put up with the littlest brother who's about 6 years younger than you and wants to tag along and do all these fun things, and you just want to be with your friends, but fine. Come on. I'll put up with you. Come on with. Maybe you can relate to some of those things about times when you put up with each other. Or you could think of the Griswold family Christmas. That could probably be one of those examples. But when we think about that, when we think about this question of how Christ helps us put up with family and friends, how can Christ help us do that? How can Christ help us put up with each other, family and friends? And again, think about that for yourself. What are some ways that you think Christ can do that? Can Christ set an example for us? If you are going to be here on Sunday and hear the text from Sunday, maybe you'll hear about Jesus talking to the Pharisees who come and challenge him again and think, we've got him in the right spot at the right time. We're going to get him. And Jesus then turns everything around when they say, well, what are we supposed to do? We've got this money. Should we pay taxes? Should we not? What are we supposed to do? And Jesus looks at the coin, says, who's on it? And they say, the emperor. We'll give to the emperor the things that are emperor and to gods that are gods. Finding a way to be with all those people in that moment in so many different ways. It's not always easy. But when we look at Christ, sometimes one of the ways that we can put up with each other is through forgiveness. And if we're honest with ourselves, forgiveness is one of the hardest things we can possibly do. Anybody here think forgiveness is super, super easy? Anybody? You're all laughing, so I don't think there's any forgiveness in this room. Do you forgive me, Jason? Oh, thank you. Look, I was forgiven before I even rambled yet. We're not even to that point. Actually, we just got there. Anyway, we're forgiven. It's not easy, though. It can seem absolutely easy, but all we have to do really is turn on the news and see how hard it can be to forgive each other. If anybody watched any of the debates, you can know what I'm talking about. It's really hard to, it doesn't matter where you are. It's kind of a mess. But it can be hard to forgive each other because there's such a divide sometimes between each other. Forgiving others, forgiving family members, it can be more difficult than it sounds, and it is when we're honest with ourselves. It can be hard to forgive those that hurt us in one way or another. It is really hard. And yet when we look at the text for today, we're reminded that even when we're separated, even when we are from different places, different spaces, wherever we're at, Christ is still in all of us. No matter where you're at, Christ is there. And forgiveness can be hard because the best example of all is Christ and the forgiveness that comes from that and the long story of Christ coming into this world, Christ coming and being there for all those people because he's in all of us, being there in so many different ways, going all the way to the cross, forgiving each and every one that calls upon God, forgiving each person, each child of God. There's that love and forgiveness that we just can't match. I don't know if we could go that far. And yet, we're reminded of this. Christ forgives, but Christ doesn't forget. And what do I mean by that? I mean, it's good if Christ forgot about us, there wouldn't be much point. But Christ forgives. He forgives each and every one of us, each and every one of us out there, each and every one of us here. Forgiveness. So for each of us, it might be hard to forgive. It can be, and it is. But sometimes forgiving somebody, it really relieves you in a way that you've never thought possible, allows you to move in a different direction. It doesn't mean you forget that person. It doesn't mean you necessarily forget what's been done to you. But just forgiving them almost releases some of that from yourself. So when I remember that Christ has forgiven me, I too can forgive, would be how I would answer that. Knowing that Christ has forgiven me, somebody that, well, there's not a lot to forgive sometimes, not a lot worth forgiving. But Christ does each and every day, and Christ forgives you. And because of that, I feel like I can forgive and find a way to move forward with a love that ties all of us together. Sometimes love is really hard. Forgiving and love is hard. But sometimes when we can forgive in our own hearts, in a way we can put up with each other. We can bear with each other the burdens of life, whatever they are. We can love in ways that we've never been able to love before. A love that ties us all together through Christ. Not exactly the easiest topic to talk about tonight, but it's still something that's good to hear. Put up with each other and forgive anyone who does you wrong, just as Christ has forgiven you. And remember this, that love is more important than anything else, because it's what ties everything completely together. And that love can only come from Christ, who first forgave us and doesn't forget us. That's some good news to take home and good news to chew on as you go on in your week. Each and every day, remember that. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let's continue with some prayers together. So if you'll please rise as you're able. And maybe before that, why don't we take a a moment to confess our faith and use the Apostles' Creed together and confess this faith and this love and this forgiveness. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. And on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Dear God, we come to you with so many things on our hearts and minds each and every day. And we know you know them before we even ask or bring them to you. And we give you thanks for knowing us better than we even know ourselves. We pray this day for the things going on around us, the different kinds of weather, whether it's hurricanes or fires or temperatures beginning to dip and people looking for shelter, or the good weather that we need to finish the crops coming in. We pray that you grant whatever it is you know that we need and whatever this world needs to nourish it each and every day, and be with those affected by it. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Oh God, we pray for the leaders of this world. We pray for the local leaders, state leaders, world leaders, church leaders, family leaders, every leader that we can think of. Guide them and guide us each and every day to what you're calling us to do. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, sometimes we find it hard to forgive or even be able to put up with one another. Help us in those moments of struggle to look to you and remember that you forgave us, and because of that, we can forgive one another and find a way to live together. Guide us in those tough times. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray especially for those in our congregation with special needs this day, including Foray and Jan, Heather, Susan, Angela, the family of John, Jill, Ashley, Luann, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Magallanes, and missionary Karen. And we give you thanks that missionary Karen was able to return to Chile and guide her along what you're calling her to do. And we give you all those others this day, either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Lord, sometimes we forget to stop and give thanks to you. It's so easy to come to you with all the worries and problems of our lives, but sometimes we forget how good a God you are. Let us take a moment to give those things to God that we wish to give thanks and praise for this day, for our God is indeed good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. All these things and whatever else you see we need this day, we trust them to entrust it to you each and every day, to your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And I do want to just remind you and give thanks for all the continuing giving that you have done and continue to do. And if you did bring any offering with you this evening, there is a basket in the back on your way out. We invite you to place it in there. And with that, I think we're closing with the song. What are we singing? Works. receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you with grace and mercy, and the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. God is good all the time. God is good. Have a blessed week. If you want to jam along here for a little bit, otherwise, as you go out, if you can go out the side aisles, that would be great. We'll see you next week.